from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. President Donald Trump said Wednesday, yes, get that to smash it. He's not sure that face masks should be mandatory, but that he'd wear one in a tight crowd. Trump said he seldom finds himself in those situations, and people around him are tested, too. But he said he has worn a mask in cases where he has been with a small group of people. Two, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is ordering the closure of all indoor bars as well as most strip and nightclubs through much of lower Michigan to fight the spread of coronavirus. It applies to all facilities with an on-premise retailer liquor license that earns more than 70% of their money from alcohol sales. And number one, Michigan reporting 262 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and four deaths. Is the left's entire coronavirus narrative a myth? Are red states worse than blue states? Is the U.S. in bigger trouble than other parts of the world? Addressing those questions in just a moment. Welcome to Thursday, almost called it Tuesday last hour. Sorry to freak you out. Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm back with you tomorrow as well before Independence Day. Steve back on Monday. I sit in the studios here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I serve as the general manager for the student radio station at Hillsdale College and teach in the journalism department, where we strive to produce journalists, reporters, writers, opinion, editors, anchors, you name it, that are doing a much better job than those in the mainstream media today. You can find out more about what we do at Hillsdale College at hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. Might be looking for a bit of education about America around Independence Day that's not coming from the New York Times editorial board. You can find our online courses there, too, online.hillsdale.edu, online.hillsdale.edu. Check it out there. Enroll. They're fun courses. They're informative courses. They're not, you have to take them for 6 months at a time. You can get through them fairly quickly. Coming up this hour on the Steve Gruber Show, Clay Clark, talk about America's economy. Seth Denson, co-founder, chief strategist for GDP Advisors, and Alfredo Ortiz, president, CEO of the Job Creators Network, the USMCA taking effect, and we'll have job numbers from June. By that point, we talk to Alfredo later on in the hour, too. All that coming up this hour on the Steve Gruber Show. David Harsanyi from National Review was on the show earlier this week talking about his piece on the Second Amendment. And actually sort of echoing what we know now, that gun sales surged in June after protests and coronavirus concerns. He has a wonderful, wonderful piece over at National Review. The left's coronavirus narrative is a myth. Stats, figures, if you will just listen to, say, Good Morning America, or pick your media source, you would think Florida, right, is the epicenter of the worst of the worst of coronavirus, COVID-19, deaths and illness and sickness and out-of-control spread. And you know that's not true, right? I mean, we've talked about that enough. It's not true. To this point, 71% more Americans have died in New York nursing homes, Andrew Cuomo state. 71% more Americans have died in New York nursing homes than have died in the entire state of Florida, which not only has a larger population than New York State, but a population that skews older and therefore should be more at risk. Nope. 71% more Americans dead in New York nursing homes than in the entire state of Florida. New York's death rate, 10 times larger than Florida. So, of course, we have the narrative that it's all Ron DeSantis' fault. It's all the governor of Florida's fault. Spike in cases. Even our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, embracing the debunked conspiracy theory in an interview earlier this week with a Detroit radio station, embracing that debunked conspiracy theory that Florida's fudging the numbers and hiding deaths. It's awful down there, don't you know? David Harsanyi writes, it's clear New York City has been the key spreader of the infection nationally. You won't hear that on CNN because Chris Cuomo won't ask his brother any tough questions, clearly. Deaths per million. New Jersey, 1,708 deaths per million. New York, 1,651 deaths per million. You know where Florida is? 163 deaths per million. Texas, 86 deaths per million. Harsanyi writes, there are numerous factors beyond our control that created this reality. Maybe the weather, population density, the centralized nature of New York City. There's a reason why San Francisco, though, recorded fewer than 50 coronavirus deaths, and New York City has about 18,000. There's simply no way, he writes, that an open-minded person can arrive at the conclusion that red states bear some unique responsibility for this tragedy. In the United States, by the way, the death rate, the stat that matters more than any other, keep that in mind, has been low or lower than most major European nations. We're told the U.S. is terrible, worse, off the charts. People show you charts, graphs. Death rates per million. Belgium, 854 per million. The UK, 657. Spain, 606. Italy, 575. Sweden, 523. France, 445. The U.S., 397 per million. Lower than all those countries. And by the way, as David Harsanyi notes, all those countries above us have some form of socialized healthcare system, which we are constantly being assured by liberals would have mitigated the effects of the coronavirus, but didn't in those countries above us, Belgium, UK, Spain, Italy, Sweden, and France. Most nations that have done better than the U.S. in this regard, the death rate, are far smaller or have an easier time containing spread by shutting down borders, or are more authoritarian. Harsanyi concludes here in this great piece at nationalreview.com, there was always going to be an accompanying spike with more testing and reopening. Yes. And states need to calibrate their reactions as the facts on the ground change. But to borrow a phrase, this is primarily a question of science. The crude partisan tale being told by people like Max Boot, being told by people like Paul Krugman and others, you know who they are, regarding red states is little more than fiction. David Harsanyi writing at National Review. Governor Whitmer, as mentioned, closing bars, and that includes, you know, if you're in a smaller part of the state, small little community, corner bar, if that bar gets 70% or more of its revenue from alcohol sales, it's shut down too. This is a blanket policy covering both those big places with young people and loud music pounding like in East Lansing, and also your small corner bars and communities all across the Lower Peninsula. They're closed too. This blanket policy could smother them economically. It comes at a time, as the governor says, we have to mitigate, we have to slow this rise in cases. 262 cases yesterday, 4 deaths. New infections are on the rise. Hospitals not reporting an increase. In fact, hospitals are reporting a decrease in patients with COVID-19. The percentage of those testing positive, flat. Flat. It's been 2.5% the entire month of June. It's not moving. And that's a pretty good sign. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investor. Advisor. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.